IOM actually is prepositioning aid. We are the lead organization in terms of NFI, that is non-food items, for people who are in trouble, who are the IDPs, the internally displaced people, or anywhere where emergency situations arise. So we are actually prepositioning this humanitarian aid, particularly in the West, where you remember in the previous elections, these were the hotspots of violence. Now, when I'm saying that, we do not expect violence this time, but what we are doing is just a normal operation for us. Whenever a big event happens where we are, we tend to be prepared for any eventualities. So this should not be taken as we have an inside news that trouble will happen. It's not so. This is just a normal operation for us.
Since 92, Kenya has seen pre- and post-election violence. What is going on now that makes you believe that this will not happen?
I will not comment on the elections themselves, but I guess there are this time around wiser leadership, and the polarization probably is less than in the previous elections. So I hope this time we won't see what happened in 2008.
What would be the trigger to get IOM to go into action?
The trigger is when we see suffering, you know, when civilians start to probably leave their houses and things like that to go to temporary shelters, then we come in to help them. Our main objective is to save life for people. So whenever people are endangered, that is the trigger. And as I said, we don't have any indications for that, but we have to prepare for any eventuality.
And IOM is working with the Kenyan Red Cross?
We are working with various government departments and the Kenyan Red Cross. At the moment, we have moved a great number of kits, including blankets, you know, jerry cans and things like that, that normal IDPs, internally displaced people, will need, to areas which, as I said in the past, were the hotspots in Trans Nzoia, for example, Washingishu, Nandi, all in Western Kenya.
So when will this preparation period be over?
The preparations will be over after the elections. I mean, we will continue to be on a standby until the results are announced and we are sure that the normalcy has returned, and then we'll go back to our normalcy as well.
Can you tell me what IOM is doing in Kenya now, apart from the election preparation?
We have various activities. First of all, our main activity is helping the Somali refugees who in the past were streaming into Kenya and the areas in the Dadaab camp. That's the largest camp in the world, the largest refugees camp in the world. We are building shelters. We are, you know, helping with transport from the areas where these refugees reach and from those areas to the camps. And also we provide health to them, community livelihood, because a lot of nomadic and pastoral communities have been affected by the influx of Somali refugees. So we are helping them for their livelihood, because otherwise frictions normally happen between the refugees and the local communities when the communities do not have enough for themselves. So all these are the services and operations that we are currently doing in Kenya.